Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Queens in the Money. I am your host, Stephanie Beard, a.k.a. Liquor Girl, and I'm here with my queens, my sisters. Good morning to you, Queen Real Delia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well this morning. Thank you.
Good. And good morning to you, Queen Rich Sister. How are you?
Unmute your mic.
Oh, I have to unmute her again. I thought I did, and then again. There we go. I had unmuted
you. Can you hear me?
Block Talk muted you back. Yeah, now we can.
Oh, okay. I know I was off mute. How's everybody doing?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. It is Tuesday morning, October 15th, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the West Coast. Thank you guys for waking up with Queens in the Morning. I'm not on Periscope. I will be. I said I would be today, but it was a long weekend. We had a 3-day weekend, guys, a Columbus Day. How was your weekend, Queen Rosalia? What did you do this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. My weekend was great. I had my great-grandson, who is almost 2 years old, and I took mm-hmm. him to a fire station. They had an open house. And so on Saturday, we went to the fire station, and we got to walk around and look at the engines and ask questions, which, of course, I was asking questions. But I got some pictures of the baby sitting in the driver's seat of the fire engine. And what was really funny is while we were there, they actually got a call, so we got to see them roll out to the call, too. And so the baby was so excited, he didn't want to leave. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He got a little firefighter helmet and a little fire station coloring book and color crayons and a little sticker that says Junior Firefighter.
Wow.
So I'm trying
that's
to
so
plant
sweet.
That seed in his brain that he wants to be a firefighter, you know.
Right. That's what I was going to say. You know, I used to, when I was young, I used to say, I'm going to marry me a firefighter. Now, I did date I did end up dating one, and
was he good at
mouth-to-mouth
resuscitation?
He was very a nice
right
looking
now.
Nice looking firefighter. But they are, yeah, they're well. I'm not going to say all of them, but they have the opportunity to be no good in a marriage. So that kind of went bye-bye. I did not, you know, after I found out, you know, that, you know, they bring women to the firehouse. They do all kinds of stuff. They kind of tricky.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not saying every one of them are like him, but his firehouse,
mm-hmm.
the most of the men, I never would, you know, he would invite me to come there. No, I'm not coming there to stay. Are you kidding me? No.
Wow.
But. Yeah, there's some tricksters in there. I'm not saying they all of them, but there are some tricksters. Good morning to you guys in the chat room, Gary Finney, Pianchi. I see you guys there. Thank you guys for supporting Queens in the Morning. Queen Rich Sister, how was your weekend? What did you do this weekend?
It was great. Saturday I went out to Santa Monica and hang out, and Sunday went to church, and then definitely want to shout out UNG radio station. I had an interview with them this Sunday, which went really well. Just thank them for the opportunity because I had the opportunity to promote, which I want to say again because I went to rehearsal afterwards. Those of you who are in L.A. or will be out in L.A. November the 16th, Hope Arise, the musical, it's coming up. I will be in it. It's going to be a great play. So if you want to come out for your for a nice pre-Thanksgiving, I say, outing, definitely check it out. Tickets are at eventbrite.com. So I'm going to get your tickets. If you know me personally, you can get to me personally. I have tickets as well. So welcome y'all to come out.
Well, thank you. And I will try to support. I got to check my calendar to see what's up that weekend. But if I am available, I will definitely come out and support you, Queen, for sure. I'll keep you posted on how many tickets I may need. Maybe I could convince, if I'm available, to bring my daughter out with me. Is that a Saturday or a Friday or what, a Sunday?
It's a Saturday. It's
okay,
going to be
a Saturday. Yeah. Okay, November 16th.
Yeah, November
my calendar.
The 16th. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, that's a Saturday, November the 16th.
Okay. Okay, check my calendar, see if I'm in town. And if I am, then I could definitely try to come out. Maybe me and Verinda could come roll out the Porchy Queen. This weekend, I I'm out here in the valley now. So I did a lot of moving and everything, got everything situated. And then, of course, my girl's birthday. Well, actually, yesterday was one of my best friends I went to school with, grew up together with. Her birthday was yesterday, which was, I really don't recognize it as Columbus Day, but it was a day off. And because he didn't discover, that's fake history. But yesterday was her birthday, Lena. One of my best friends. So we over the weekend though we had her husband gave her a surprise dinner party. So that was nice. Was able to spend time with her. And what cracked me up though is that a lot of my friends, because they always trying to try to hook me up with somebody, and that somebody is always somebody from the from a local. From the area we went to high school with. I don't want to date anyone that I went to high school with or anyone that went to my high school or anyone in the area. I really do believe that my husband is out of the state of California. But anyway, it was a nice weekend. Got to chill with her. And then yesterday was Karen White's birthday. So happy birthday to Dub as well, Libra. It's Libra season. And earlier this month was my dad. Rest in heaven. Yeah, her birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, so there's Libra season, and, Libras are good people. They do deal with those scales. They're up and down, wishy-washy. I don't see the men being so much wishy-washy. I do see the women sometimes being more wishy-washy with those scales. And I do believe in astrology. But let's go ahead and move on now. You said that there was an earthquake out in up north, Delia?
Oh, yeah. We had an earthquake last night around 10:30. It was a 4.5 magnitude. And people
what?
Were probably nervous.
Wow.
Back when I was a cab driver, I used to like to play with my customers when it was hot during, Indigenous people's summer or Native American summer. They used to call it Indian summer. I call it Native American summer. When it's hot in October, like it is right now, like it has been lately, I always say it's earthquake weather. And that used to really, make people nervous when we had tourists, because they don't know. They think that there's really such a thing as earthquake weather. But Thursday, October 17th, is the 30-year anniversary of the last big one that we had here in San Francisco, the Loma Prieta. And that's
right.
Right, that's the earthquake where one section of the Bay Bridge collapsed and fell on top of the other section. A total of 63 people died in that earthquake, and I think 1,800 people were injured, and there was about $6 billion of property damage.
Wow.
So it's pretty significant. you know, that people do need to be prepared for earthquakes.
Yeah.
And most of us aren't. Most of us are not prepared for earthquakes or any other natural disaster. So
well, I'm going to tell
you. I was looking this up.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
After the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989, about 12,000 Bay Area residents found themselves displaced either temporarily or permanently. Because the, in addition to the earthquake collapse, there was a freeway collapse. There was a bunch of houses that were shaken off their foundation and some resultant fires from the gas lines breaking and things like that. And so in the event of another significant earthquake like that, something similar could happen. You know, even though we're 30 years out from that, it doesn't mean that, you know, there's still houses. The house I live in was built in 1956. So I don't know, you know, if something that big happens, if, you know, this house might start sliding off its foundation. You never know. So you're supposed you're supposed to have 2 quarts of water per day per person. You know, if we're good and drink our water. And then you have to think about if you can't get water from your tap, then that means you also need water for hygiene. So you probably need a gallon per day per person. You know, even if you're doing what do they call them? What do they call them? Hobabs or whatever? You know, wash ups.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you need is water.
Right.
You need that. You need emergency food. You need a first aid kit. You need a portable radio. You need first aid supplies. You need batteries. You need a whistle to be able to whistle for help if for some reason, you know, you don't have your voice or your, you know, you never know what could fall on you or where it could land on top of you. You need those sterno logs if you're going to be cooking, you know, canned things. Like me, if I had the great-grandson with me, he and I love SpaghettiOs. We have lots of SpaghettiOs. But cold SpaghettiOs is horrible. That's true. But cold SpaghettiOs is horrible. You have to have some sterno so you can cook it. Because if your electricity's out, you have to be able to put it over the sterno and cook it. At least heat it up enough so you and the little baby can have it.
Right.
You know, I have a lot of non-canned goods too, but you know, you have to have those sterno logs, which a lot of people forget about that.
Right.
Well, things to make, to make a fire.
Now the earthquake was a what? A 4.?
A 4.5, which 4.5. is pretty significant. But it's not terribly. It wasn't a real long one. The main thing with the one that we had in 89 is that one lasted for about 15 seconds. I think the one we had last night probably lasted about 5 seconds. And 15 seconds doesn't sound like a really long time, but think about it.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
an
a
earthquake
piece of the Bay Bridge apart.
Yeah, well, if it shook the Bay
and
Bridge apart, then yeah.
Like, and
where
I think that
center?
That was only. That I haven't found out yet. I'm gonna have to do some more research, but because it wasn't right here in San Francisco. It was I felt it though. I felt it. I think it was centered more northeast, like maybe up towards Concord, Walnut Creek area.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I looked on the map last night, you know, being almost ready to go to sleep, I saw that it was mostly in the East Bay. But I was like, well, I felt it, you know.
Right. Well, I remember the Northridge one. That was probably one of the biggest ones I remember feeling
right.
In 1994, the Northridge one. We were definitely living here in the valley where I'm at now. I'm actually in the valley now. And we've been dealing with the fires out here. It was so close to Port Aransas where I'm at. So close, like the helicopters all night. They did a mandatory evacuation over the week during the week. It was crazy. I thought I was going to have to evacuate. We're a couple of blocks below where the fires were at. But then the next morning, I mean, you know, of course, I had to wear my mask and everything. It was that smoky out here, and they closed down most of the freeway. So it was a little scary with these fires. But going back to the 1994 Northridge apartment earthquake, yeah, it was a 6.7 here in 1994, and that was huge. My mom had a condo, a three-story condo, and of course it was deemed red tag. She had just bought it maybe 2 months ago prior to the earthquake, so it was crazy. And she had to, you know, of course couldn't move back in there because it was red tag. But it was scary. I mean, I actually seen, and I've been, you know, been in California for most of my life. I'm originally from Chicago, but most of my life I've been here in Los Angeles and experienced several earthquakes before. I've actually seen the street roll, like actually roll. And I will never forget that. See, you know, it just it's branded in my head, seeing the earthquake in that manner. And you know what I mean? Going outside, walking outside to my car, about to go to work, and these were aftershocks from the 1994. These were aftershocks, and it was so weird to me to see that. I was like, wow, that is so amazing to see the street roll in the way it did. But yeah, we have our natural disasters, and being in them fires was quite scary this past week. Go ahead, Rich Sister.
Yeah, because I was going to say, going back to that Northridge earthquake, all I can tell you is it's like, you know, them snow globes you pick up
mm-hmm.
and you shake.
Yes.
That's the best
yes.
way I can describe. And see, I went to Cal State Northridge, and I graduated in 93. I graduated.
Wow,
that was
the year
the center,
before.
That was the epicenter of the earthquake, and
it was
Cal State Northridge. I graduated the year before, and boy, they really tore the school up. It was just a trip.
It was.
And then after it, when I first got the chance to go back there after it happened, it was like. But, yeah, it happened the year after I left, because I was there until 93.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
wow. Yeah, the epicenter for the 1994 earthquake was in Reseda, which is not far. You know, it's like from Northridge, it's not far at all. It's like maybe 20 minutes at the most. The epicenter was in Reseda, which is a neighborhood in north central area of the San Fernando Valley. But yeah, it was a trip. That earthquake was one of the biggest ones, and you know, that's the one that I always. But I remember.
Yeah, that's the biggest one I know I've been in.
Yeah. Now Pianti is in here. He said what he did over the weekend is that I done retrofit my company contract for the state of Missouri to prevent bridges from ending up like those in California. Oh, okay. And Volker Bright said, I keep a 55-gallon water bob balloon under the bathroom sink, put it in the bathtub, and fill it up with drinking water. Oh, that's a good idea, Volker Bright. And Pianti said, Prop 8 sanctions states marry your pet illegals. God don't like ugly. What? Proposition 8 sanctions states.
Yeah, that was
marry
the part
he
didn't
pet.
Need to read.
Pianti be on his own thing. He be on his own thing, okay?
Definitely.
Wow.
I was looking at the information about last night's earthquake, and it was centered in, like I said, over in the East Bay in Pleasant Hill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so the 4.5 to 6.3, I think you said yours was, and
9.
The way the earthquake
magnitude 6.7 out here 6.7. In back in yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the way the earthquake magnitude is measured, it's not the way it sounds, like from 4.5 to 6.7. The 6.7 is probably more than double what 4.5 is. But when you mentioned about seeing the ground roll, it reminded me of what happened during the earthquake. My kids were in the park, my dad playing catch, and the ground rolled under my father's feet. And in 1989, my father was 68 years old, and so he fell to his knees. And the kids were actually, because they didn't understand what was going on, you know, because Papa just all of a sudden fell on his knees because the ground rolled under his feet when he was playing catch with the kids. Yeah. So, that was out in the park. And so, fortunately, you know, they were on grass, so he just, like, fell down to his knees when the ground rolled underneath them.
Well, you
I remember
you,
that.
If you have a Costco or a Sam's Club or things like that, you want to go ahead and buy yourself a preparedness kit, or you can make your own. I know that I was at Costco the other day and I was looking at them, and I am going to purchase one. But you could create your own. You could get a trash can and start filling things up with it, you know, and it's based off of how many people are in your household. If you got two people, if you got four people, if you got five, six people, make sure you have enough for everyone in your family. But of course, like you mentioned, Queen Delia, Real Delia, you definitely want to store water in Vulcabrite. You guys both mentioned that, but you want to store water in, according to the list, you want to store water in plastic containers such as soft drink bottles. You know, you want to avoid using containers that will decompose or break, such as milk cartons or glass bottles. A normally active person needs to drink at least 2 quarts of water each day. And if it's hot, if you're in a hot environment, and then intense physical activity can double that amount. So children, nursing mothers, and ill people will need more water. So you want to make sure you have enough water. You want to store 1 gallon of water per person per day, and don't forget your pets. Keep at least a 3-day supply of water per person, 2 quarts for drinking, 2 quarts for each person in the household for food preparation and sanitation. And you want to change the water out every 6 months. You want to use household liquid bleach to kill microorganisms. Use only regular household liquid bleach that contains 5.25% sodium hypochlorite, and do not use scented bleaches, color-safe bleaches, or bleaches with added cleaners. You want to just use the regular bleach. Add 6 to 8 drops of bleach per gallon of water, stir, and let stand for 30 minutes. If the water does not have a slight bleach odor, repeat the dosage and let it stand another 15 minutes. The only agent used to treat water should be household liquid bleach. Other chemicals such as iodine or water treatment products sold in camping or surplus stores that do not contain 5.25% sodium hypochlorite as the only active ingredient are not recommended and should not be used. As for food, if you're preparing your kit, if you're doing your kit yourself, you want to get, like you mentioned, Queen Delia, is ready-to-eat canned food, meats, fruits and vegetables, canned juices, milk, soup, sugar, salt, pepper, high-energy foods such as peanut butter, jelly, crackers, granola bars, trail mix foods that will not increase thirst. You want to have vitamins. You want to have foods for infants, elderly persons with special dietary needs, comfort, stress foods such as cookies, hard candy, sweetened cereals, lollipops, instant coffee, tea bags, and for pets, at least 1 ounce of per animal pound per day. You want to avoid foods like rice, pasta, and dried beans that require a great deal of water to prepare. Remember to restock your food once a year. The first aid kit, you want to have sterile adhesive bandages in assorted sizes of safety pins, cleansing agent soap, latex gloves, at least 2 pairs, sunscreen, 2-inch sterile gauze pads, 4 to 6 of them, 4-inch sterile gauze pads, four to six, and triangular bandages, at least three of them. You want to have non-prescription drugs such as pain relievers, anti-diarrhea medicines, and acid, syrup of IPEC, I-P-E-C-A-C. You want to induce vomiting with
it. If you get food poisoning, right.
Right, because it induced to vomit. And that's the advice of a poison control center. You want to have laxatives, activated charcoal, which is used with advice on the poison control center. And then you want to have various roller bandages. You want to have scissors, tweezers, needle, moistened towelettes, antiseptics. You want to have a thermometer, tongue blades, at least two of those, a tube of petroleum jelly or other lubricant. And then for tools and supplies, you want to have paper cups, plates, and plastic utensils. You want to have a battery-operated radio and extra batteries, flashlight and extra batteries. Have cash or traveler's checks in case banks are closed in the days following the earthquake. You want to have non-electric can opener or a utility knife, small fire extinguisher, pliers, tape, matches in a waterproof container, aluminum foil, plastic storage containers, signal flares, paper and pencils, needles and thread, and a medicine dropper, a wrench to turn off gas and water. And then for sanitation, you want to have toilet paper, soap, liquid detergent, feminine supplies, plastic garbage bags and ties, plastic bucket with tight lids and disinfectant, household chlorine bleach, poop bags and scoop for pet waste, or even for yourself. Shit, you might not have a toilet to shit in. And then clothing and bedding. You want to have 30 shoes or work boots keep near your bed. You want to have rain gear, blankets or sleeping bags, warm clothing, sunglasses to keep your spare eyeglasses, and emergency kit too. And then documents. You want to keep all your insurance papers, contract deeds, stocks and bonds, passport, security cards, immunization records, bank account numbers, credit card account numbers and companies, inventory of valuable household goods, important telephone numbers, and family records such as birth, marriage, and death certificates. And also remember to include special need family members such as a baby or older person might have. It's also good to store in a waterproof plastic bag important family documents such as the passports, wills, medical records, etc. with your earthquake. So those are things you need to create your earthquake preparedness kit, or you can simply go to Costco or stores like that to purchase an earthquake kit. Now, Pianchi says, plus bring your pistol, gun, and plenty of ammo. Vopa Bright says, number one item forgotten from the first aid kit is moleskin. Those are bandages for blisters, she says. Your feet give out and you are as good as dead. You're right. Pianchi said, get a trail motorbike or a four-wheeler. Okay, that's a good idea. And Vopa Bright said that she's been making bug out bags for 12 years. What are bug out bags, Vopa Bright?
That's in case you have to get out of the house real fast in an emergency. So, you know, bug out, get out.
Oh, okay. So you got to be prepared. Right. And I know here on the West Coast, we experience the earthquakes. You know, they're on the East Coast and down south, you guys have those, snowstorms, and some of you guys have the hurricanes, which, you know, if I had to choose, because I'm so used to being in an earthquake, I'd rather be in an earthquake. When I was in New Orleans earlier this year, you know, we had a mini hurricane, you know, it wasn't one like the Katrinas and things like that. But it was a mini one. We were down in the quarters at the shopping, and all of a sudden the rain just started coming down hard, stuff just blowing. I mean, it flooded so high you know, and luckily we had rented a small SUV. And when and I am planning to go for my birthday. We're planning to go to Nolo for my birthday for the Mardi Gras. So we definitely are going to be prepared. And just in case something happened, because I know Big Charles warned us and said to keep watching the weather to make sure. But yeah, we are set to go. Tickets are already bought. Flight tickets are already bought to Nolo. So we are heading there. But make sure you guys, if you're here listening to right now, you are prepared for earthquakes, you guys, because we just don't know when it's going to happen, and you want to be prepared and make sure everything is good. So because of that, I will be going to Costco to purchase some items or, you know, purchase the kit itself. All right, so let's move on. Anybody who wants to chime in, press the number one, the number to call in. Is 515-605-9376. Press the number one, or you can log into the chat room, which is open right now, the jkeynetwork.com, and you can log in and create a password there, a username. Now, have any of you queens been censored on Facebook before? Because I know I have.
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. What about you, Queen Delia?
I'm so mild. They haven't censored me. I think one time somebody complained about something, but it was one of those days that I reposted a bunch of, so I never did figure out what it was that they took down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but they never put you in Facebook prison, is what people call it.
No, I never had that.
I've never been in Facebook prison.
No,
okay.
I just had, like, maybe something that was muted out of video or something that was taken down, but I never been in the Facebook jail, as they say.
Well, I know a lot of people who have. I know my brother Yusuf, not Kente, but brother Yusuf, who we call, he's very radical on Facebook. He's definitely been put in Facebook prison. I have been put in Facebook prison before. Somebody reported a comment I probably made on something because I follow KCRA, which is News Up North. A lot of things happen, and there's a lot of racist people on there, and they say some bullshit. And I know a lot of them are trolls, but I have been in Facebook prison for that. But then I have been censored for music, because if you don't state on there that you don't have the rights to this music, then the copyrights to this music, then they will mute or mute your video. So I have learned that. But it's been reported on September 20th that, you know, Facebook declares it's not a free speech platform, because Facebook declares it's a publisher now, and that they can censor whoever it wants. And that is walking into a legal trap. Facebook has invoked this free speech, because we know already they took they've taken a lot of people off of, what's his name? They took off maybe a few months ago, but what's his name? Everybody knows who he is. I mean, Farrakhan. They took Farrakhan. I follow Farrakhan, and I listen to Farrakhan's messages and things like that and videos, and I like them, you know. But they took him off. They said he was too, you know, he was racist. That's what they call him, racist, and they took him off. Facebook has invoked this free speech right as a publisher, insisting its ability to smear users as extremists is protected. But its legal immunity thus far has rested on a law which protects platforms, not publishers. Which is it? Facebook has declared it has the right as a publisher to exercise its own free speech and bar conservative political performance artist Laura Loomer from its platform, such as Farrakhan as well. Even calling her a dangerous extremist is allowed under the First Amendment, because it's merely an opinion. And Facebook claims in its motion to dismiss the lawsuit filed by Loomer. But Facebook has always defined itself as a tech company, providing a platform for users' speech in the past. A definition has come to appear increasingly ridiculous in an era of widespread, politically motivated censorship. Now, the Not-So-Neutral content platform has redefined itself as a publisher equipped with a whole new set of rights, but bereft of the protections that have kept it safe from legal repercussions in the past. Facebook will bankroll an independent Supreme Court to moderate your content and set censorship precedent. Under well-established law, neither Facebook nor any other publisher can be liable for failing to publish someone else's message. Facebook's motion to dismiss Loomer's defamation suit reads, justifying its decision to ban her from the platform. It also points out that terms like dangerous or promoting hate cannot be factually verified and are thus constitutionally protected opinions for a publisher, while also claiming it never applied either term to Loomer, despite banning her from its platform under its dangerous individuals policy. Now, defining itself as a publisher opens Facebook up to lawsuit for defamation and other liability for the content users publish, something they were previously immunized against. All the lies, personal attacks, and smears launched by users going forward can now be laid at Facebook's feet. That's a Pandora's box that might not want to open. Legal analyst and radio host Lionel told RT. So, in other words, free speech versus free enterprise lawsuit over big tech censorship strikes at core of American values. So now, I mean, they are basically, Pianchi said Farrakhan is a racist in the things that he has said through the years based on how the words is used today. Well, I mean, that's your opinion. I mean, the things that he are saying are true about what is happening. So to me, I don't believe that he's racist. I mean, he's telling the truth on the things that he's speaking about. Now, Facebook, though, in turn, you know, I mean, for them to censor, it's supposed to be freedom of speech. You should be able to say what you want to say and publish. I mean, there's a lot of people, if that was the case, like I said, when I watch KCRA and you see those people making those comments, people are so mean. I mean, they go in. I mean, monkeys. I mean, they call you everything under the sun. But I don't think I believe they should have left him on there. They look at all the shit that what's her name. I know Twitter is not Facebook, and I know that Twitter and Facebook and Instagram are all they're one company. Twitter and Periscope are all one company. So Twitter owns Periscope, Facebook owns Instagram, and I wonder if he's off of Instagram too. He should be on Periscope, Farrakhan. I got to check it out and see. But if you've been in Facebook prison, it's because of this reason. Now they are claiming to be publishers and that they could censor whomever they want at any time that they would like to. And they would put you in Facebook jail. And like I said, I'm going to actually check and see if Farrakhan is on Periscope because I don't believe they would censor him there. So I would have to check that out. I know everybody heard about the Amber Geiger and all that shit. Now I went back and listened to Kings in the Morning. I think Reese was on Kings in the Morning talking about the Amber Geiger, and then he was somewhere in the barbershop, and they were talking about. And he brought up a question on the situation with Amber Geiger and the young man being killed. And he was killed for the reason of being a drug dealer. Now, the guy who came on our show specifically said that, you know, the reason why didn't they out him and said that he was a drug dealer when he was on the stand? And now that she is, you know, her lawyers are going to appeal her case, now that they don't have a witness, that she may be able to get off. Because if she appeals the case, so I'm thinking that is the reason why they killed him. If that's the reason why he was really killed, because I still don't understand why two men will drive all the way from Nolo to Dallas to purchase marijuana. is still up in the air. So I believe the I think there is a conspiracy. That's my thought. What are your thoughts, Real Deal? Do you believe that? That he was killed because of the drug deal went bad? Or do you believe that there is a conspiracy that they want to get this Dallas police officer appeal and then now they don't have a witness and that she may get off?
Right. If he wasn't killed by PD and, you know, or somebody working for PD, you know, they could have paid somebody off to do it as well. If he was, it wasn't a setup for him to be killed the way that he was, then it still doesn't make sense to me for the guy to travel from Louisiana to Dallas to purchase poundage of weed. You know, they should have had access much closer than that, unless they just were in the middle of a road trip, you know. Dallas, which is not where I would have wanted to go, but that's just also, I think that it's very opportunistic, you know, and obviously that's what was due, but it's opportunistic of the defense team for Amber Geiger to, you know, choose this to try and get her conviction overturned. She was rightfully convicted. She murdered that man. And, you know,
right.
it may not have been premeditated, but it also was an awful quick trigger finger to shoot somebody, you know, sitting down on a couch eating ice cream. That's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's almost bad as, you know, attacking a guy for walking down the street talking on the phone with a bag of Skittles and Arizona iced tea. You know, it's just as bad in my opinion.
Yeah. And again, I agree with you, Pianchi, on why they didn't why the defense didn't question his credibility before allowing him as a witness. You're right. Yeah, well, we'll find out.
Yeah,
but there was another go ahead, Rich sister.
Yeah, because it's definitely no question some kind of setup. Because to me, if you was so concerned about him, you know, being a drug, I mean, I'm trying to figure. it's screwy.
It's hard.
It's screwy all counts. All counts.
And the police will do anything and everything to they will take somebody out. They'll kill somebody in a hot minute and get away with it. I mean, look at her. She's trying to get away with it. Now, there was a young lady who was just recently killed in her own home when Fort Worth officer shoots her and police and witness say. He fired through a window, you guys. A white Fort Worth officer fatally shot a black woman inside her home early Saturday after police were called to the house because its doors were open, according to police and the neighbor who summoned them. Atiana Jefferson, 28, died in the bedroom, according to the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office. Officers responded at 2:25 a.m. to the house in the 1200 block of East Allen Avenue. Jane Smith, who called the non-emergency police number, non-emergency, said he saw the doors were open and the lights were on, which struck him as unusual. He knew Jefferson, his neighbor, was home with her 8-year-old nephew. Police parked around the corner, and the woman could not see them. According to Smith, 62, about 15 minutes later, he said he heard a loud bang and saw several more officers rush inside. Body-worn camera video police released shows two officers using flashlights to check the perimeter of the house, inspecting two doors that are open with closed screen doors. At the back of the house, one officer appears to see a figure through a dark window, and he quickly twists his body to the left. Put your hands up. Show me your hands, he shouts through the window, his gun drawn. He then fires a single shot through the window. In the video, he does not identify himself as an officer. Jefferson was playing video games with her nephew when they heard what they believed to be a prowler outside, her relative's attorney said. When she went to the window to see what was going on, she was shot, the attorney said. Police said the officer who joined the apartment in April 2018 saw a person standing inside the house near a window. Perceiving a threat, the officer drew his duty weapon and fired one shot, striking the person inside the residence, the department said in a news release. Officers entered the residence, locating the individual and a firearm and began providing emergency medical care. Police released photographs of a gun they said that they found in a bedroom at the house. They did not say whether Jefferson was holding the weapon when the officer shot her. S. Lee Merritt, an attorney who handles the civil rights case that involved police misconduct allegations, said his office was representing the Jefferson family. Jefferson worked as a pharmaceutical equipment sales, Merritt wrote Saturday on Facebook. Before law enforcement goes about their pattern of villainizing this beautiful, peaceful woman, turning her into a suspect, a silhouette, or threat, let me tell you about her. She was a pre-med graduate of Xavier University. She was very close to her family. She was the auntie that stayed up on Friday nights playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew. Her mom had recently gotten very sick, so she was home taking care of the house and loving her life. There was no reason for her to be murdered. None. We must have justice. Jefferson was pronounced dead at the scene. The officer whose name the department did not release was placed on an administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. Smith, who has lived on the street for 50 years, said he had been trying to be a good neighbor, calling police on a non-emergency number so they could check on the resident. But he was wrestling with his emotions after a sleepless night. I'm shaken. I'm mad. I'm upset. And I feel partly it's my fault, he said. If I have never dialed the police department, she'll still be alive. The South Fort Worth community was jolted by news that felt like a familiar story, and later in the day, more than 10 Black community leaders and pastors held a press conference to call on city leadership to act quickly and hold the officer in question accountable.
Isn't this
wow.
The officer that resigned right after that happened so they wouldn't have to fire him? He resigned from the police department after that happened. So wouldn't have to fire
he
him. But
well, it's not saying that he resigned.
Sorry.
It's just saying that he's no. It doesn't say that he has resigned. What it's stating is that he's been on administrative leave. It didn't say paid administrative leave. It just said administrative leave. And when they don't say that, most likely he's still being paid. Go ahead.
That's right. Okay, because I wonder now if two stories like this, because I know that I heard another story about an officer killing a woman in her home, and he resigned right away. But that's a hot. This doesn't sound like following any type of protocol, made any type of sense, because, you know, if the door was open, and why didn't they, you know, announce themselves and go in the door, you know, instead of shooting somebody that came to the window? That's a really normal thing to do. And if she didn't come to the window in a threatening way, which I'm sure she did, you know, why would you just shoot the first person? And thank God it wasn't the nephew.
Right,
you know,
the 8-year-old son.
Boy.
But he saw it. He did see it.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. I mean, right. She thought she heard a prowler outside. I mean, that's it. All of us, that's a natural reaction to get up and peek out of your window to see what's going on. This officer, he sees a shadow. I mean, the guy told you that it was, first of all, he called on a non-emergency number. Why didn't you park in front of the house? Is that protocol for the police officers to park around the corner? Usually they pull, you know, they pull up. So they parked around the corner, and then he sees a shadow, and he doesn't identify himself as a police officer, and he just immediately shoots.
Right.
And then they claim to end the video. If you haven't seen the video, there's a gun sitting on the dresser. Now, she's sitting in there with her 8-year-old nephew, doors open, screen doors still closed.
That's
you know what
plan.
I'm saying?
That's a plant.
This don't.
That's a plant. They planted
that's a
gun.
Plant.
That's bull crap.
Yes, they planted that damn gun.
I call
gun.
That bull crap. That sounds major bull crap right there.
That is scandalous. That is
one
so
thing
messed
Deontay
up.
Had in the chat room that sounds kind of reasonable. He says the neighborhood an area had under siege with home invasions resulting in killings. So maybe the reason that the neighbor didn't go investigate himself.
Yeah, because I
but
was
I mean,
thinking
it's sad because
too.
He called the non-emergency number saying, you know, check on the safety of my neighbor. And
you're
instead
right,
of them checking
right.
the safety of the neighbor, they killed the neighbor.
I mean, why did...
Right. Sneaky cops
yeah,
have sneaky
Bright,
ways.
Yeah, sneaky ways. You're very right, Volker Bright. They do. And they planted that gun in that house. I just can't imagine this woman sitting in there playing video games with her nephew, and the gun is just sitting there on the counter with the doors open.
No.
Now,
no.
I mean, it's a little too late now, but I
That's
wish the neighbor...
crap all day long.
Right. The neighbor, you know, if he's been there for 50 years. He said he knows her. I don't understand why he couldn't. I wonder if he tried calling her, or maybe he just didn't have her phone number to call. But again, the key word
right.
is that he called the non-emergency phone number. He didn't call, 911 in a state of emergency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, mm-hmm. you know, Dallas, Texas, period, is just, you know, I have family in Fort Worth, Texas. But it's stating that the East Allen shooting was the seventh time since June 1st that a Fort Worth police officer had shot a civilian. Six of those people died. The determination of police internal affairs unit reviews, I see it, yeah. So the internal affairs unit is pretty busy over there in Fort Worth. You got 10 people who were shot and six of them died. A man was killed by Fort Worth SWAT officer as he pointed a flashlight at police that an officer believed was a rifle. An officer shot a burglary suspect who had been trying to handcuff when the man charged at the officer in the front yard of a house near Ricky Drive in Fair Park Boulevard, police said. The man survived. A man suffered seven gunshot wounds, six of which were fired by three officers and another that the man fired himself. The man who police have intended to arrest because an assault warrant had been filed against him ran with his cousin from a car after a traffic stop. He died in a cab of a parked pickup truck. A cab of a parked pickup truck in a yard on East Berry Street. In July, an officer shot a man who fired at officers as he held three people hostage in an apartment in a 2900 Broadmoor Drive. Officers have been in stand. Okay. Two of the shootings occurred. Okay, so a man who was a person of interest in the homicide pointed a handgun toward officers on Boca Raton. They shot him. Wow. All right, you guys, that time went by quick. It's 7:53. Let's get our matches in. Let's start with you, Real Delia. Shit.
Okay. Yeah. On an extremely lighter note, today is National I Love Lucy Day, so check out some I Love Lucy and have a happy day.
Oh, cool. I Love Lucy. I love Lucy. You never get enough of it. When you see it, you still laugh.
That's right.
Okay, Rich Sister? You still laugh, yeah.
Well, now you making me piggyback off that. Too many episodes I love, but one of them when she babysitting with them twins.
Oh, yes!
Oh, them twins. Oh, every time I watch that one, I holler because them twins is tearing her legs up.
Yes, they are. My
well,
favorite.
I prefer with Real Delia. Have you an I
yeah.
Love Lucy Day? I just may have to run that on YouTube.
I know. I think the most famous and most, all of them are good. I mean, even when they moved to the country, those were good as well. But, of course, when her and Ethel was in the Grapes and they got drunk off of, you know, drinking the wine and she was trying to do the commercial with the, you know, vitamin, you know, commercial. Yeah, so that one was so hilarious to me. She was a hot mess.
Vita Vitamin.
Yeah.
That one, and when they were in the factory, the candy factory.
Candy factory.
They were,
oh, yeah.
And, And she was eating every other one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Lucy. Lucy was a hot mess. I love me some I Love Lucy, you guys. Yeah, definitely check it out. I Love Lucy Day, you guys. Stay tuned for Kings in the Morning. We're going to get out of here. We see you here on Thursday, same time, 7 a.m. here on the JK Network. You guys have a great rest of the work day. And stay tuned for Kings in the Morning. We're out, you guys.
Look at that black, yo. Look at that black, yo. Look at that black, yo. Queen, queen. Yo, you smell it like watermelon, mango, and dreams all at the same time. I couldn't even imagine what you taste like. Treat me like an alien, I'm new to the earth. But you're so from the root that it hurts, so let me probe your mind. Yeah, cause we can talk about the universe and grow one time. Plus you got a glow unlike any other I've seen. Chalk that up to the melanin, chalk that up to your elegance, chalk that